Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. We have Ashley and Avery Whaley on the phone. I always get confused because they're both A names and they're both kind of, I think I could, you could be a girl or boy at either. So it's confusing as all get out when you got a little brain like me. The fine looking gentleman on the left is Avery. The fine looking gal to his right is Ashley. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, they're married to one another. They seem to be very happy. So if you think, you know, Avery's a tall drink of water, he is, but taken. Same with Ashley. Taken. All the best ones are. Anyway, I have been really looking forward to this for many moons. This couple kicked butt in the elite group and are now on our next level. And probably my favorite, just because I know I can see like notes taking and questions asked and crap getting done. And as a coach, it's one thing to like feel like you're constantly yelling and screaming and trying to drag people like to the finish line. And another, when they're running alongside of you or running ahead, you're going to catch up. And that's who these guys are. So that's my perspective of you people. Why don't you guys tell us, start from the beginning. Let's start from now. Let's go from like, give us a little idea about what your business looks like now, and then we'll rewind and go back to the beginning.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So, right now we're just, really working on our processes and systems. I think it might be easier for me to say kind of where we were and where we are now. I don't know if that makes sense, but, we have really, you know, from stuff that we've learned from you, just really implementing a lot of the systems that prior to, meeting you, we would just kind of fly by the seat of our pants. And, you know, if we needed to fill some spots and hire some people, we would post a hiring ad, and it was always a day late and a dollar short. We're really excited about this year, what we got going on. And everything is different. It's the same, but very different as well. I don't know if you have anything you want to share.
Yeah. So we have been in business in Portland since about 2012. And right now, more than ever, we feel so confident in our systems because of the coaching and program that we've gone through with the Clean Profit Method, and now being a member of the Elite program or the Next Level program. We both are like huge dreamers and we both are go-getters, but what ended up happening is we just had all this chaos, right? So like we were good at getting customers, we were okay at getting employees, but we didn't have proper systems in place. And so we were always kind of banging our head against the wall as far as like, okay, how can we create more peace? And I think over the last, you know, 5-6 months since we've been working with you, everything is so much more peaceful. And we're at a great place financially where we're prepared and ready to grow, ready to bring on just a rock solid team. And we really know our niche now, which is something that we didn't know prior. We used to say yes to like everything,
all of it.
And it was chaos. And so now we know like who we want to serve, who our ideal client is. And we're just really pumped to just really make the most of the rest of 2020, because it's been kind of an interesting year getting going. We're excited. We can go into the long history of our company if you want. You just kind of tell us, you know, what it is exactly that you're looking for.
Well, first of all, for everyone out there taking notes, I heard two things that I'd be writing down and be like, how do I get this from these people? This is what I want. So we'll go into that. I heard peace over chaos. And I think that's a lot of what folks come. And it's funny because they come initially like, I want to make more money. I want to grow my company. We certainly help people do that. But it's funny that it's kind of chicken and the egg, right? If you've got chaos, it's really hard to grow. And even if you do grow, you kind of in the back of your mind, like, I can't hardly live my life like this. If we doubled in size, I would want to shoot somebody. And then saying no kind of comes, those go hand in hand with the peace. So tell us, let's start with the pain and how awful it was and kind of the negative things. So people are like, oh my gosh, because I'm concerned about the next level people. We show the after, and then people see you guys like, oh yeah, there's some sort of different creature that like he's had these magical powers, right? Like, well, they could do it, but I could never do it. So I love talking about kind of what it felt like before and what that looked like. So people can go, well, these people are just as dumb as I am. Like, they don't have any magical powers. I've been there. So walk us back. We're recording this 2020. Oh, and by the way, I keep wanting to say, if you all are listening, even if you're not, so if you're joining us live, we've got some of us here, and feel free to put in the chat. I haven't seen it in the chat. Oh, hey, John Zapata, Melvin. Sorry, people are saying hi. I didn't even notice. If you're listening live, you want to hear, go back, you can subscribe to the podcast. And we're trying to grow that podcast. So if you love it, subscribe, rate, review, give us a shout out. If you hate it, just send me an angry email, I guess that would be better. No cursing, be respectful. All right. So let's go back to 2012 and kind of give us a quick, what that looked like up until when we kind of got connected. And I love this, cause actually I don't know this. I don't, you just showed up as elite members and I forget who your enrollment coach was, but they're just saying how great you were. So I only know you as of then. So when you're like, oh, we're so, you know, chaotic, I don't have systems. Like, that's not the Ashley and Avery I know. This sounds crazy to me. So I don't even know that story. I would love to hear kind of 2012 up to kind of when we met, and then when we met up to the elite program. And whoever wants to talk, I'll listen. And welcome Bev from the UK, Luciana. All right, go ahead, Ashley and Avery.
Cool. And shout out to Lou, who we talked to. It's a cool dude.
Yeah, Lou's, Lou, we call him Bulldog, because that dude is, once he decides you should be in the program, forget it. That's it. Like, he just won't give up. He's so passionate about helping people. Anyway, go ahead.
For sure. Yeah, so 2012, I think we were really focused on, you know, obviously customers, and we would just, like Ashley was saying, anything and everything. So, I mean, we did everything from like apartment move outs to, you know, we did 50,000 square foot post-construction jobs up in Seattle, which was a different state. I mean, we were literally all over the place.
And did you start together, or did one of you guys start and the other joined?
So Ashley started, I was going to school full time. It got to a point where she couldn't do it on her own. So I dropped out of school and ended up helping her. And we've been running it ever since together. And then things kind of transitioned, say maybe 2000.
Well, hold on. I still have questions. You can't go that far. You have things to say. So it started with Ashley. I love Ashley going, I'm out here getting paid for what I do. You're out there. Then we're taking the money that I earned from cleaning to give to the school. Why don't you stop giving them money to help me make more money? And Avery's, okay, I can do that. That said, so Avery's like, well, now you kind of make me feel like a jerk, dude. Sorry, I'm just doing the math.
It's all good.
So when you got started, Ashley, did you start from scratch? Did you have family? Like, what on God's green earth you woke up one day and said, I would like to put my hand in toilets for money?
Yeah, so I grew up in Minnesota, and I started cleaning houses. I started my first cleaning company. It was called Clean Freaks in Minnesota when I was 19. And I basically
Was it Clean Freaks with a Z or with an S?
It was Clean Freaks with a K.
Oh my goodness. So just so you know, that's a shout out to one of my first clients, Craig Kaluki. It's now Simple Clean, used to have Clean Freaks, and I mercilessly mocked him. So unfortunately, I didn't know you when you had Clean Freak, so I can't mercilessly. And if you're out there, Craig, listen, miss your buddy. All right, so you started in Minnesota, just cleaning like friends and family, like people. Not, I don't want to say not a real business, but just kind of like as a side hustle, like you might babysit or something. Am I putting words in your mouth, or is that kind of how it felt?
Kind of. So I had just completed. I got my associates in college, and I was starting to sell real estate at that time too. This was like 2006, 2007. So when things were kind of getting not so good in real estate, and so I needed to have income while I was growing my real estate company. And so I literally sent out one mass email to like all my parents, friends, my college professors, and just said, "Hey, I'm going to start a cleaning company." I was always one of those kids that loved to clean. Like, I would babysit. And I would take care of the house better than I would take care of the kids.
First of all, you got to keep her, Avery, unless you're thinking in your mind, she won't clean my house. But if she is, well done.
Yeah, dude, our house is spotless.
Which is even more impressive when you're cleaners, because last thing you know, it's bad enough coming home from a different, well, I know you guys don't clean anymore, but when you were, it's bad enough coming home from a different job and you just want to relax, but you literally come home from cleaning other people's house and you guys look at each other like, you clean this thing. You're like, I've been cleaning all day. All right. Anyway, God bless you for saying, don't care, need my house clean. And I love, for those of you guys starting, obviously we have much more sophisticated systems on how to grow a cleaning company, but I love the work ethic of, I have an email list. It's, you know, because I'm always talking about building lists. People are like, I don't have anyone on my list. You had no one on your list, but you're like, I know other humans. I have their email. I'll email them. I love that. It's hard to describe it, but guys, gals wanting to know what successful entrepreneurs look like. That, so don't write down, email everyone on my list. You're welcome to do that. Write down the thought process of, I love, especially, I'm assuming you look young now, so I'm sure you were younger then, kind of a young gal just going, F it. I got people. I'm just going to email them and see what happens. That kind of willingness to be silly or stupid, or, because I'm guessing you emailed 100 people or whatever and 98 did nothing, right? I mean, tell me how that worked out.
Yeah, I don't really know exactly how many, probably like 50 people that I reached out to. And then through that, I got a handful of people that said yes. And I sent out a mailer to a bunch of different builders. And I just had that hustle, I guess. And I just realized, like, I could make way more money working for myself than I could working for anybody else. I had, you know, worked odd jobs, and I was at my last job and I was like, I cannot do this job anymore. So it's like, I love to clean. I've always wanted to, you know, start my own company, and I had my real estate license. And so I just decided to go all in on that. But fast forward, I literally like had hired all my friends, because at that time I had still had my network of close girlfriends in Minnesota, and they were all like, you know, I knew them, I trusted them. And we all kind of babysat together growing up, and we all came from pretty good families and kept clean homes and had chores and this and that. And so built a pretty strong cleaning company in Minnesota, but to be 100% honest, it was chaotic. Like, it was chaos. Met Avery when he was in the Air Force, and then, oh man, moved to Las Vegas. Lived in Las, he was stationed in Las Vegas, and then we moved to Portland.
So when you moved from Minnesota to Las Vegas, did you just kind of shut down the cleaning business that you had?
I did, yep. So I shut down the cleaning business that I had, and then I restarted when I moved to Las Vegas with the plan to eventually move to Oregon. That was kind of our plan, was we were going to, you know, finish out his service and then move to Oregon once he was done with the Air Force.
And did you just feel like it was too much of you doing your own cleaning to sell or to keep the account? You're like, it's too much chaos. It's not, there's nothing here of value that I could sell or that would be worth selling or that would be worth trying to maintain from afar. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is that kind of where you were?
Yeah, I honestly, I think I was pretty immature at the time, and I was just wanting to go and have fun and be like, I didn't want to, I guess I didn't really have like the right, I probably didn't have somebody like you in my life to coach me through what that transition could have looked like, maybe a little bit differently. But I was like, well, I know how to start a cleaning company. I could just do it again. And so I did it again in Las Vegas, moved to, you know, Oregon, grew the company really quickly while Avery was going to school. And then from there, I was like, this is too much. Like, I need your help. And then when he came in, he actually made our business like a true legitimate business.
So let's pause. Kind of like, let's pause and switch. So now I've got kind of Ashley's perspective on what this looks like. I got to imagine you, Avery, you're in the military. You've got, you know, quote unquote, a real job. What did it look like to have this girl that you love doing this wonky, like, you're like, what are you doing? Was it cool? Like, what was, you had to have thoughts.
No, I mean, I was all about it. I've been outside of the military, I've owned my own business since I was 12 years old. And so for her to, we just were very like-minded, you know, we both had the same vision for what our future looked like. And that is essentially to be entrepreneurs, to be in charge of how we run our day and what our life looks like. And so, you know, I was excited for it. I was supportive, and we both wanted to basically have our own business. At that time, it wasn't like, you know, let's join and do a business together. And so when we moved to Portland, like I said, I was going to school on the GI Bill, and I was more than happy
to. Oh, you blew my whole thing. You weren't even paying for it. So what a gentleman this guy is. I'd make a totally wrong thing. He's like, just let it slide, baby.
I was trying to flip it in.
See, I got to pay better attention. And first of all, guys and gals listening, really, I'm hoping you're picking up the mindset. I want to give you some tools of what to do, and we'll get to like kind of what you learned and what worked out best. But honest to goodness, we're really selective about who we take in the program. And the reason I have these two on is they're kind of like poster children for the exact who we want, right? Because again, it's not like we have magic wands that we can wave over any human being and make them successful. God, I wish I'd pay for that magic wand. I don't have it. But we can apply systems and mindsets to people that have the right stuff. So I really want to get you guys to the right stuff, whether it's us or anyone else. if you don't have the right way of looking at things, you're not going to have the success even with good systems. So what I love about Avery, or Ashley, Avery, God bless, I get y'all confused. I'm going to start calling you Steve and Susie because I can like clearly delineate. But many people, certainly spouses or fiancés or boyfriend, you know, that thing would look at her as a, oh, she's cleaning, right? And I love that you immediately got, even though I'm guessing she was doing some, if not most of the cleaning while you guys were working, a lot of people would have looked at as a, oh, you just clean toilets and some of your girlfriends help. But you're like, no, this isn't about the toilets. This is about, I want to be an entrepreneur, and that's a business. So that mindset shift of I clean toilets to no, I have a business that happens to be in the business of cleaning toilets. Sounds like we're just playing with words, but really important. So I loved right off the bat, she didn't have to sell you, or you didn't have to come around to, I want a business. You're like, oh, I got it. I get it. I see the potential here. That's huge. Okay. So you're both in Oregon. Ashley's working her tail off. Avery's in school, not paying for it. Thank you, United States government, and thank you for your service. So I shouldn't say not paying for it, but you know, you'd prepaid for it. And she starts getting like, holy crap, I need help. So what part of you, you know, you're a good husband. So part of you is like, I can't leave my wife out here by herself. And what part of you is like, holy crap, this is exciting. So tell me what that transition looked like from your side.
It wasn't exciting at all, to be real.
No, be honest with me. Don't pull any punches.
Yeah, it was not. I remember us going to our first house, and we had an argument at this client's house.
Nice.
And luckily, they weren't home, but I was just like.
Oh, I would have been more impressed with you if you argued and they were at home. That's a baller move. Right. Just coming to our home, start screening each other. That's great. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, but we were just arguing in this house, and she was just like, well, what do you think I do all day? And
I love it.
It was hilarious, but looking back on it.
Yeah, not hilarious at the time, I'm guessing. Hilarious now.
Yeah, for sure. But I think, as I started to be more in the business, what I was really excited about was developing systems. I'm all about, you know, figuring out easier ways to do things, help us to, you know, just systemize everything so we don't have to put so much thought into, you know, the day-to-day basis and have that decision fatigue. And, you know, once you have those things in place, you don't have to think about them. Then it's just about tweaking them and scaling if you want. So that's what I really started to dig into. And I actually found you, probably 4 or 5 years ago. So I was in the Elite program back when it was, you know, when you first started it out. And I was on the podcast. I think I forget what question I
didn't
asked.
Know that. Oh my gosh. For those of you guys that are fairly new, the podcast used to just be me coaching other people. I didn't even know you were on. Oh my goodness.
I think I was curious about transitioning to commercial. But yeah, that was a while ago.
Beautiful.
And so, yeah, we ended up looping back around.
Yeah.
So, all right. I'm so interested in this. So when the two of you got married, what percentage of the cleaning were you guys doing?
I don't know. I think we had
two or three employees.
Yeah. I think it was like 2-3 employees.
So were you doing half of it? 10%, 90%?
The thing that we kind of came up against was we weren't really being very mindful of our profitability. And so as soon as we could get an employee on board, we were like, okay, sweet. We don't have to do much of the cleaning. But then we kept finding ourselves in a place where we'd have too many employees and not enough work, and then too much work and not enough employees. And so we were always kind of at this crossroads. So we always kept getting like sucked back into the field. And so this was, right when he did the podcast with you last time, we really should have tapped into your systems at that time. We had so much going on, like with life. We had a new baby at the time. We have 2 children now.
I've seen them in there. Yeah, like it's crazy. You're like a new baby. I'm like, I've seen that new baby. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. She's almost 4 years old now. Crazy. So we've gone through a ton of transition, and we can totally dive into that. But that's probably like another hour conversation. But we are just so thankful for your coaching, for all of your mentorship thus far. Honestly, like, I really wish we would have had you when we first got going, because it would have been a game changer. We're really excited about where we're at now, but if we would have had you and your team, you know, back in 2012, I just think things would look a lot different for our business. But we have so much hope for the future because we have these systems for employees and customers. And I think that's like most people's struggle is like what we went through is not enough employees and too much work and not enough work and too much staff. But when you have systems working, it makes all the difference. And that's what we've learned, you know, so far with working with you. And obviously this is not a sales pitch or anything like that, but we're just so thankful. And I just think that if people who are listening to this are truly in a place where they're like us living in chaos or don't have those systems, like tap into what's here with, you know, Grow My Cleaning Company. It makes such a difference.
Right. So, I could talk to you guys for like 6 hours, but you have lives to live, and I don't know that, you know, we try and keep them at 20 minutes. So I'm going to have two questions that I'm just dying to know, and we'll call it a day. So I'll give them to you both, and you can answer them any order you want. First, it's my least favorite. So sometimes I'll hear people like, oh, I wish I'd have heard you 10 years ago. And I go, okay, I wasn't in business 10 years ago. That's okay. I don't feel guilty. Or I was, but I was in business not doing this, so I don't feel guilty. But the ones that break my heart are the ones like, oh, we discovered you 2 or 3 years ago, but we opted in for another 2 or 3 or 5 years of chaos. That breaks my heart. I'm like, so question one, and let me give you both, and you can answer them in any order. And I'd love to hear both of your answers for both, because I'm sure you all have different perspectives. Like, what made you wait, right? Because now you can look back and it's obvious. So what made you at the time go, well, we don't need it, or whatever, for whatever reason you held back? Whether it's me or not, just not getting any help, right? Like, we're going to continue trying to bang our head against this wall and figure it out. That's the first one. Dying to know both your perspectives on that. And then second, my audience would kill me if I let you get off this call with you saying, we had too many employees and not enough customers and too many customers. You know, how did you solve that problem? So super easy questions, very quick. In the next 30 seconds, no, just kidding. Take your time. Would love to hear both of your answers to each of those questions, if you don't mind.
Yeah, for sure. So the first question, why we waited so long, why we found you and then refound you, is that what you're asking?
Yeah, well, two part. What made you hold off at the beginning? You know, you're like, oh, I wish we had gone in sooner. And then also for me as a marketer, I'm like, God, what could have I said to help? You know, because I'm the same way. It drives me as nuts as it does you guys. And then the flip side, what made you, like, what was when you're like, enough, I got to do something different. So really both of those would be great.
Cool. Yeah, so the first part, was when we first, so the way that you had it structured prior, all of the amazing stuff that you currently have was there, but for, you know, cause it was all of the amazing stuff. It was basically, I guess the best way to put it was, having a, you know, given a loaded gun to a small child, right?
So write that down, everyone. That's Mike's coaching. Give loaded weapons to children. No, not Mike's coaching. That's Avery's coaching. Go ahead.
That's right.
I don't want to get sued.
I just didn't know what to do with all of it, to be honest. I just wasn't in the headspace to be able to wrap my mind around everything. I would say 95% of it was totally different than what we were currently doing. And so I just didn't know what to do with all the information. And so I just kind of, you know, went through, pick and chose what I wanted to go through.
Common.
And I didn't know what to do with all of it. And so I was like, you know, I'll just figure this out on my own. And then, you know, when we came back around, it was, you know, I had already listened to your podcast and, you know, been a part of the, what you were teaching. And so I knew it was there. It was just a matter of, you know, I think ultimately we weren't sure if we were going to continue to stay in the industry. So there was a lot of, weren't really sure what to do. We weren't ready mentally, and didn't know what to do with the information. And then two, we weren't sure what the, you know, what the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years looked like. And if we even wanted to grow our cleaning company. So when we came back around, it was just, you know, there was no questions about it. We just knew we had a plan. We knew exactly what we want to accomplish. And we knew the answer to be able to get us to where we wanted to go. And that's when we wrapped back around. And then what was the second question?
Well, hold on. Let me get, first of all, that is so excellent and clear. And it really, kind of ties into what we talked about at the beginning, where it has a lot to do with the student and what you guys are, what you want, what you're ready for. Because what I heard you, and again, if I'm twisting your words, let me know. But what I'm hearing you saying is we just weren't ready. We weren't in a place where we could even absorb. It's not what we said change. It's just your ability to kind of hear it change. And that probably had something to do with commitment. And you're like, yeah, we weren't even sure we wanted to be in. So you're not sure you want to be in. And you're hearing me go, hey, about 90% of what you're doing needs to be done different. And you're like, oh, I don't know if I'm into that. We don't even know if we want to stay in this thing. But once you decided, we got to go. You're like, if I have to change it all, I'll change it all because this isn't working. Did I totally misrepresent you, or is that kind of how you're feeling?
Spot on.
All right, so we'll hit the second one, but I got to get Ashley's perspective first. Did that feel same, similar, different? What did it feel like and look like from your space?
Yeah, I think at that time we had, like I said, we had just had our second daughter. And for me, like, I was mentally checked out. Like, Avery had taken things over, and I was so thankful, and my priorities
were. So she's cagey, by the way. She starts doing all the cleaning while you're in school, and then she's like, hey, just come help me a little bit. And you're like, okay. And you sneeze, and a year or two later, she's gone. And you're like, what just happened? How did we get here? Well played, Ashley. I love it. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah. No, the great thing about Avery is, like, he's very even keel. So he does not get, like, emotionally tied to a lot of the nonsense that comes with customers and employees that can sometimes take over. And so he just did a great job of, like, taking that chaotic burden off my hands and really, like, just systematizing things and allowing me to focus on children for that special time of, like, having a newborn. And then, you know, of course, hindsight's always 20/20. Looking back, I should have, like, pulled my head out a little bit and been like, we really do need help if we're going to, you know, reach our goals. And so at the beginning of the year, we were just both on the same page of, like, we really need to grow. Like, this is the answer to so many of our financial goals. And if we can get on the same page and on the same team and really establish those rules and goals, like, we can achieve great things. Because
that's a writer downer for couples that are working together, is establish roles.
Yeah. And so, like, that call with Lou, he asked all the right questions, and we were like, yeah, yes, that's what we want. That's what we're looking for. And so it was an easy decision at the time, because we had already kind of gone into that conversation of, like, knowing that we were ready to grow. So I don't know if that answers.
Yeah. I'm hearing two versions and two perspectives of not being in the right space. For Avery, it's like, he was just an overwhelm. Like, this is too much, and I don't know if I'm ready for it. And then Ashley's like, I'm trying to raise some kids. Like, I don't have time for this nonsense. And then once you're both able to kind of get out from the battle, you know, the fog of war, you're like, okay, now we can, I want to say, think a little clearer. But it just made more sense when you weren't, like, when you're trying to breastfeed, chase one, you know, clean diapers, this whole world of growing a business has just got to feel, you know, feel just a million miles away. And then for Avery, he's got all that secondary. Obviously, it sounds like you're doing some of the primary, but he's still in it. And until you were able to get out, you just couldn't see yourselves there. Fair, or did I miss?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So last question, so everyone else doesn't kill me. That was 80% for me, but also there's people out there that felt the same way, and I want to help them. You know, and again, guys, gals, if we're a fit, we'd be happy to help you, and you can go to growmycleaningcompany.com to get all our stuff. If not, please don't use that as an excuse to do nothing, right? If and when you get where Avery and Ashley are and be like, I got to get this change. I got to get going, right? And if we're a fit, great. If not, I'm okay with you going, ah, you're ugly, you're dumb, you're whatever. I'll take all that stuff. I'm going to do nothing and stay where I'm at. That's crazy talk. Like, get the help that you need. And if we're a fit, great. If not, don't. You got to go. All right. Second thing that I know everyone else is going to know is, well, yeah, we're dealing with that right now. The whole chicken and egg. Like, how do I hire without having employees or without having customers? And how do I get customers when I'm afraid I can't get employees? You guys are acting like you've got all that in the bag. What'd you do? How'd you do it? Tell us your secret.
Yeah, no, that's something that we've battled with for a long time. And I think really what is one of the most important thing, and I kind of a side note, but that podcast that you did, I think while you were in California, you talked about, you know, if I were to start a cleaning company now, these are the things that I do. It's so good. And I would encourage you, if you guys haven't listened to that, go back and listen to it, because I think a lot of the answers that we as cleaning owners are looking for are often the wrong things. And the things that you're looking to do to implement, whether it's customers, employees, that kind of stuff, you don't even really mention any of that until like maybe the very end. And it's just, it's so good, such good info, because it's really about your why, you know, establishing core values. And that's what changed for us with our, you know, client attraction systems and our employee attraction systems, is the fact that once you have established what that looks like, and you've worked out all the tweaks, you can either turn it up or turn it down, and you have control over that, right? It's just basically like volume knobs. And we didn't have that prior. It was, we have, you know, we just started 10 new customers. Now we need all these employees. So we'd put out a hiring ad, and, you know, if you could hold a vacuum and a spray bottle, you know, you're on the team. Welcome. And here's your kit. See you later. Let me know if you have any problems. And so we had a lot of problems. And, you know, when you hire like that, you get, you know, I mean, injuries, and we had, I mean, employees backing into houses, breaking stuff. I mean, all the, you know, getting, you know, accusing of things being stolen, like all the things.
Married employees going into houses, arguing in people's houses. I mean, come on, how you get crazy people you're hiring here.
Yeah.
Oh, and hold on real quick. Lindsay, I think she's listening. If you would put the, that link to the podcast of, yeah, it was, I think a week or two ago when I was in California, of what I would do to start over. If you can put it in the chat here, and then also for the podcast folks and the, in the YouTube, just put it so everyone can get it, because it's nothing more frustrating to listen to a podcast like, I can't wait to go listen to that, and then you can't find it. So anyway, continue. Yeah. So what I'm hearing you say, and I'm gonna always repeat back so you give me a chance to be like, no, you missed it, or add or whatever. What I hear you saying is, before it was super reactive, like, holy crap, we got a bunch of new work, we better go hire some people, or some people quit, we better hire them, or we're broke, we better go sell something. And now you've got a system and a plan that kind of is working all the time, that is always going, and you can turn up and down, but it's never start and stop. Did I get where you're feeling?
No, yep, that's exactly right. And just a small example, I was, you know, for last week, he gave me some suggestions on our hiring ad, but we went, you know, we were really struggling to increase that volume. So we had 50 applicants over a 2 month time period. And then some suggestions that you had recommended went and changed that to 35 applicants in a matter of 2 days. So, I mean, just little stuff like that has been huge. And then now we have a process and a system for what that's going to look like. And we know exactly who we want to have on our team, and, you know, the core values match, and whether or not they're going to be a good fit versus, you know, hey, you're looking for work. Let's do it, baby. You're on the team. You know, it's not, We know, we have a plan in place. We know what that looks like. So
yeah, shifting from human beings that say they'll come and you don't even believe them, but they say they will, so you throw some keys at them and hope for the best, to like, this is a person I'd actually like to live life with and enjoy as a human, and not be like, when their name comes up on the phone, you're like, oh, Jiminy Christmas, I hate this guy. All right, Ashley, we'll let you have the final word. What did that feel like, look like in your perspective? How did you change, or how would you say the big thing was to move from chaos to, holy crap, I think we got this.
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing is clarity. I know you talk a lot about having clarity and confidence. And so we are now very clear on what our ideal client looks like. We know that we are only saying yes to weekly and biweekly service for, you know, regular residential. We're not saying yes to everything else. We say no, which feels, it felt really weird at first, but now there's so much more peace in saying no, because we know we're saying yes to the right things. And then as far as employees go, we have a standing interview that happens every Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock, which is what you teach. And so even if, you know,
to some people, by the way, the standing interview, yes, I don't want everyone to be writing down Tuesday at 8 o'clock. That's just how they, that's fine. The standing interview is the key. Not the time. Yeah. So they're like, where is it? What's the address? We'll have ours there. I'm like, no, that's the wrong point.
Yeah. But just like that regular, that interview that you can count on every single week. So if the week prior things don't go well with your interview, it's kind of like, well, it's okay. We know we have another one coming up this next coming Tuesday. And so that brings a lot of peace around having to constantly be looking for new employees. It's like, we know that they're going to continue to come in because we have, you know, a funnel going on, which is another thing that they would teach us. So yeah, those two things have been such a huge game changer, and yeah, we're pumped.
All right, I'm going to throw one monkey wrench in there. I know people are asking. So you're like, I heard you say, and I've said it to you, hey, be selective about who you take, right? And I even mentioned just in passing, we're selective about who we take, right? It's not like anyone weighs a couple bucks in our face, we let them in. We're quite the opposite. So the big thing is, okay, I'm a cleaner. I'm out there listening. And I hear, oh, we say no to people. I'm like, yeah, but now you make less money, right? How's that affect your top line, bottom line? More money, less money, same money. We got more peace. We have less chaos. Fine, but I got bills to pay. Talk to me about that, and then we'll call it a day.
Yeah, more money. I think I think it's a huge misconception because, you know, for us, our, you know, mentally, we thought that we would make a lot more money saying yes to everything. So post-construction, for example, the one-time cleanings, move in, move out. It's like, yeah, it might be more money on the front end, but it's one time. You know, it doesn't. And usually those jobs are more headache, more materials, more man hours. Always. So it doesn't even, you know, pan out number wise. And so when you figure out who it is that you're trying to serve and you get specific about that, first off, the mental capacity to know what you're doing and what you're not doing has so much clarity, right? So if somebody calls, if you're residential, somebody calls and says, hey, you know, we got a big post-construction job we'd love you to do. And it's, you know, it's just like, nope, sorry, man, we don't do post-construction, you know, and it's simple. I don't have to think about it. But it can be tough if you are in a position where, you know, maybe you need the money and it's hard to say no, but if you have clarity on what your business looks like, where you want to go, I think it's easy because the truth of the matter is that when you have a specific niche, there's way more money involved than just taking anything and everything.
Probably the biggest pushback I get too is people are like, I want to grow faster. I should take more clients, not less clients. And it's tough to...
Right.
Always helps when you guys explain it because I feel like I do and no one gets it. All right, guys, gals, if you would like our help, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Hundreds of podcasts, videos, all that sort of stuff. The best is probably the on-demand training right off the bat. You can subscribe to the podcast, subscribe, rate, and review. You can, you can join the Facebook group. I think Avery and Ashley are in there. I know you're in the alumni group and all that in the next level group, but they might be in the big 10,000 member, 20,000, I don't know how many people, but thousands of people in there. Feel free to jump and say hey to them. Or you can go to More Free Time Cleaning in Portland, Oregon and say hey. So thanks, Clean Nation. Talk to you soon.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.